The following program contains mature subject matter and coarse language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Opening credits read, produced with the financial participation of Sodec Quebec, Telefilm Canada, Crédit d'impôt cinéma et télévision Québec, Canada Media Fund, Crave, CBC Films, the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit, in association with Mongrel Media and Metropole Films, a Prospector Films production. Onwen O'Driscoll, June Laporte, Leanne Balaban, Dara Campbell, Antoine Yared, Hassani Freeman, and Tim Campbell. Casting by Jesse Griffiths, CDC. Costume designer, Kaylee Chouanière. Music by CFCF. Production designer, André Chamberlain. Editor, Amélie Labrèche. Director of photography, Gail Yee. Associate producer, Barbara Rosenstein. Executive producer, John Christou. Producer, Robert Vroom. Written and directed by Sarah Watts and Mark Slutsky. Jamie, a young woman in a faded jean jacket and glasses, slides into the bathroom on a passenger train. Underneath her jean jacket, she reaches into her sweater pocket and pulls out a lighter and a half-smoked joint stored inside an otherwise empty cassette case. She wedges the joint between her lips and tries to open the small window. It's sealed shut. She finds a vent directly over the toilet. She steps up onto the filthy toilet seat and lights the joint. She takes a deep inhalation and then exhales the smoke directly into the vent. Back in the main train car, Jamie slouches back into her window seat. She reaches for her headphones and places them over her ears. She stares out of the window at the passing tree-filled landscape. Outside the Saguenay train station, Jamie sits alone on a bench right by the train tracks. Her two bags of luggage rest on the ground by the bench. Jamie stands, gathers her belongings, and heads towards the parking lot. She advances towards a car. Beth, a woman in her 40s, greets Jamie with a smile and a wave. At Beth's home, Jamie enters a bedroom decorated with floral wallpaper and a Bible on the side table. Beth is close behind with Jamie's suitcase. Jamie takes a seat on her new bed. Beth joins her. Beth wraps her arm around Jamie and hugs her. Beth releases Jamie from her hug.
I'm making spaghetti for dinner. You still like spaghetti, right?
At the dinner table.
Jehovah God, our Father, we thank you for this meal you have provided us, and we thank you for bringing Jamie to us safely. We pray that she will feel your love and wisdom in her heart. We ask you these things in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Jean-Francois serves spaghetti onto Jamie's plate. He points to her Susie and the Banshee t-shirt.
They used to be one of my favorite bands.
They did?
Yeah. I saw them play in Montreal on the Tinderbox tour.
Really?
Really?
I used to go to lots of shows before I met your aunt.
I don't want to know about that.
I do.
Jamie and Jean-Francois exchange smiles. Later, Jamie dries while Beth cleans the dishes.
Does Jean-Francois ever do the dishes?
He worked all day.
So did you.
He's studying to become a ministerial servant. There's a lot of reading. I hope you pack something nice to wear to the meeting tomorrow.
Oh, I was thinking maybe I'd skip those.
No, absolutely not.
I know they're important to you, but...
The truth is a huge part of our lives. I don't want to have to bother your mother about this, okay?
Fine.
Besides, you might enjoy it.
At school, Jamie enters a classroom.
Though rosy lips and cheeks with... You're, Jamie Buckley?
Yeah.
I started 15 minutes ago.
There was a problem with the paperwork. Sorry.
Jamie flashes a piece of paper and takes the first empty seat.
Though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come.
Students pack up their belongings and vacate the classroom. Jamie is slow to pack up, as is the boy sitting in front of her.
Where you from?
Thunder Bay.
Nate.
Jamie.
How's your French?
It's not good.
Well, lucky for you, there's an English school.
They smile.
Why'd you move here?
Family stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jamie stands.
Well, see you around.
See you, bro.
Nate eyes Jamie as she leaves. Jamie walks along an old train bridge overlooking the river. She has her headphones on. She comes to a stop and approaches the edge of the bridge, looking out at the landscape. Sitting on the edge of the bridge, Jamie smokes a joint and listens to her Walkman, which is resting on the ledge beside her. She packs up her empty cassette case and lighter and knocks over the Walkman as she gets up from the ledge. The Walkman lands in the water below. Back in her bedroom, Jamie tosses her bag on the floor and lies down on her bed. Beth emerges, holding up a modest floral dress on a hanger.
What do you think?
Of what?
This dress. For the meeting tonight.
That's tonight?
You know it is. Come on. I chose the only one that wasn't frilly.
I can't just wear this.
Jeans. No, never.
Beth lays the dress out on the bed.
We leave in 20 minutes.
Jamie stands in front of a mirror wearing the dress. She looks at herself with discomfort. Outside, Jamie joins Beth and Jean-Francois in the car. Jamie follows her aunt and uncle into the Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall, which resembles a church basement. Jamie's wearing a black sweater covering her floral dress. She sits between Beth and Jean-Francois. A community elder stands at the podium in front of everyone.
Please rise.
Everyone stands in unison. Jamie looks to the floor as everyone else sings.
Come and spread the joyous news, paradise for those who choose to follow Christ's eternal word, Jehovah's message heard.
Jamie spots a young woman with long auburn hair a few rows ahead. Jamie tries to avoid staring at the woman, but her eyes are drawn back to her. And slowly turns her head and spots Jamie. They exchange smiles.
Please be seated. Thank you for that beautiful song. And welcome, everyone. Bienvenue tout le monde. Brothers and sisters, Jehovah has given us the chance to live forever in his righteous new system. There's nothing of value in Satan's worldly temptations. We see proof of that every day. And as it is revealed to us in Ephesians, for we wrestle not against flesh.
Jamie slouches in her chair and returns her gaze to the woman. Later, Jamie sits on the curb outside.
Jamie. Right?
Jamie nods as the woman with auburn hair approaches her.
How come you're hiding out here?
I thought we'd be leaving right away.
The sisters like to visit after the meeting. They really like to chat. I'm Marika.
Do I call you Sister Marika?
It sounds weird when you say it.
Feels weird to say.
Was it your first meeting?
No, I used to come a couple times when I was a kid, but my parents...
They're not in the truth?
No.
You ready?
I guess we're leaving now.
Guess so.
Beth leaves.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Jamie exits from the front entrance of the school. Marika follows her.
Hey. Did you find your classes okay?
Yeah, thanks.
I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable last night.
You didn't. I was already feeling uncomfortable. I guess you heard why I'm here.
My sister told me. I'm really sorry about your dad.
It's only for a little while. My mom just needed a break, and then I'm gonna go back home. I can barely even speak French.
Mine's okay.
A car pulls up behind them.
Maybe I can teach you.
C'est bien?
Or you could get a French boyfriend.
No, thank you.
You should come over this week to my house. For dinner?
Okay.
Marika gets in the car and drives off with the young man, leaving Jamie behind. Later, Jamie's back at Beth's. She's hunched over her homework at the kitchen table.
It's getting late.
Yeah, I know. I just have this whole science chapter to catch up on.
Do you want some cookies?
Yes. Thank you. Marika from the meeting asked me over for dinner this week.
She did? That's wonderful.
You should go.
Marika's a lovely girl. Her sister is too.
It's just dinner. Take it easy.
Beth sets two cookies down for Jamie. Jamie arrives outside of Marika's house with a dish in hand. Marika answers the door, smiling.
Hey.
The elder from Kingdom Hall greets Jamie.
Oh, we didn't have a chance to meet the other night. Frank.
Jamie.
Really glad to have you here. Make yourself at home.
A woman pokes her head in from the kitchen.
Girls, I have a hand in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, Jamie's holding a dish of brownies.
You must be the new friend. I'm Amanda. My aunt made these. Dessert, thank you. How are you settling in?
Good, I think.
Must be a lot of big changes. Do you two mind putting these on the table?
Amanda hands Jamie and Marika the food. The men join the others at the table.
I just don't have time anymore when I'm pioneering every day, especially with having to make dinner, and then now I'm doing a lot more laundry because he's doing all
Amanda,
of these extra...
Yes?
Time to give thanks, hon.
Oh.
Amanda's husband closes his eyes as Frank begins.
Thank you, our Father, for this food you've blessed us with this evening. Thank you for choosing us to be your witnesses. Thank you for the honor to preach your good news. Please forgive our transgressions and give us the strength to overcome cruelty with grace and hatred with love.
Jehovah. While the others have their heads bowed, Jamie and Marika stare intensely at each other.
Amen.
Amen.
Marika breaks the stare.
Potatoes?
Thank you.
Later, Jamie and Marika are in Marika's bedroom.
These are really good.
They assess Marika's sketches of European buildings hung on the wall.
That was on my list.
What list?
Of places we were going to visit when we went to Europe. My dad and I were supposed to go next summer.
You'll go one day.
Marika sits on her bed.
What else was on your list?
Jamie joins her.
London, Barcelona, Prague is supposed to be really cool. All the obvious places, I guess.
Those don't sound obvious.
There's this one town in Italy.
Lucca, it's called. It's got this ancient tower with oak trees growing out of the top.
That sounds really beautiful.
Jamie nods.
Have you ever been to Europe?
No. But my mom did once. She brought back tons of pictures.
Where is your mom?
She's not in the truth anymore.
Do you ever see her?
Not since I was 6.
Really?
We're supposed to imagine that she's dead.
Marika moves to the upright piano in the corner of the room.
Do you play the piano?
No.
It's easy.
It's not.
Come here.
Jamie joins Marika on the bench.
All you have to do is press the key I tell you when I say so.
Marika points to a key.
You're right. It is easy. One step at a time. Now this time, wait for me. Perfect. Okay, this time I won't tell you when to come in.
Did I do it right?
Marika plays, Jamie can't help but stare at her.
Girls, I just put Evan to bed. Do you mind keeping it down?
Sorry.
It's getting kind of late, don't you think, Jamie?
Yeah. I should probably get going.
Outside, Jamie walks alone on the dark suburban street. She's smoking a joint and smiling to herself. Jamie arrives at Beth's and enters through a sliding door. Beth is at the kitchen table with a pot of tea.
Sorry, I didn't think you'd still be up.
I couldn't sleep.
I'm sorry if you were worried. We just ended up hanging out and talking.
It's fine. Do you want some tea?
Sure.
Jamie advances and smells her own jacket while Beth looks for a teacup.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
Beth places the teacup in front of Jamie at the table.
Do you know where Marika's mom is?
Did you ask Frank that?
No. Marika said that she left.
Beth pours the tea.
Kate was disfellowshipped.
She got kicked out?
No one's allowed to have any contact with her.
What did she do?
She chose to leave, and that's all I'm gonna say about it.
Marika said that she's supposed to pretend that she's dead.
I know how that must sound, but it makes it easier for the kids. We've all had to make sacrifices to live in the truth.
Have you?
Of course.
But like that?
Jean-François and I really wanted to have children. But when we got married, we decided that we would wait until the new system to start a family.
But the new system never came.
Not yet. I'm really happy you're making friends. Are you sure you want tea? You look so tired.
Maybe I'll just go to bed.
Okay.
Jamie stands from the table and hugs Beth on her way out. Outside, Jamie sits alone by the front entrance of the school. Nate greets her.
Hey.
Hey.
You wanna hang?
He holds out a joint. At a park, Jamie and Nate sit on swings, passing the joint back and forth.
So, are you a Jehovah?
Who told you that?
I don't know. People were just saying.
They're called Jehovah's Witnesses, and no, I am not.
Is it true that you guys think, like, birthdays and Christmas are, like, satanic?
No, they say pagan.
Huh. Hey.
Jamie passes the joint to Nate.
So why'd you move here again?
My mom kind of lost it after my dad died. She just needed space.
That sucks, man. Sorry.
It's okay.
How'd he die?
Heart attack. He was at work. I was at school. Got called to the principal's office and everyone was laughing because they thought I got in trouble.
Sorry, man. Is it okay that I asked?
Most people don't say anything. I think they're afraid to sound stupid.
I will never be afraid to sound stupid.
The sun sets over the Saguenay waterfront. Birds gather in the sand during low tide. Jamie and Marika enter into an empty foyer.
How did you even get keys to this place? My brother-in-law works here a few nights a week as a security guard. Made a coffee. Really?
They hike up a winding staircase and emerge onto a viewing deck surrounded by a 360-degree painting.
Isn't it beautiful? It's Jerusalem at the time of the crucifixion.
Is this a JW thing?
No. This is much too fancy. Somebody painted it in the 1800s. Used to travel around the world and somehow just ended up here.
Well, it kind of looks like something from one of your magazines. Are you trying to convert me?
Not unless you want me to.
So you really believe in this Armageddon stuff, huh?
What stuff?
That you'll all live forever and have wild animals as your pets.
It's not going to be the end of the world like you think. It's more like a renewal.
What about all the fire and brimstone stuff?
There'll be war and famine, disease.
All that's already happened, though.
Exactly. It's just another sign that this whole system of things is coming to an end.
So is there actually going to be an Armageddon?
There'll be a huge war, and when it's done, that's when the new system will start.
And that's when you get your pet lion?
Are you making fun of me?
No. I'm sorry, I want to hear.
It'll be paradise.
A thin layer of fog sweeps over the waterfront.
Nobody will die or get old.
In the distance, Jamie and Marika walk along the wet sand.
And everyone who's died will come back to life.
Sun pokes through the trees of a lush forest. Back at the cyclorama.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I should just probably be getting home.
I'll walk you.
No, that's okay. You can show me how to get out of here, though.
Marika leads the way. Jamie sits alone on the bridge overlooking the river. She's smoking a joint and reading a Jehovah's Witness magazine. The sun sets over the water. At Marika's house, Jamie's eating a bowl of Jell-O at the table with Amanda, Marika, and Frank.
Have you been baptized, Jamie?
Amanda.
What, I was just asking.
I'm not, no.
Is that something you'd consider in the future?
I'm not sure it's for me.
Baptism is the most important promise you'll ever make. No need to rush. You wouldn't.
marry someone before dating them, would you? When people come into the truth, there should always be a period of courtship before the big commitment.
Is that supposed to make her want to be baptized?
I thought it was a good analogy.
What about field service?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Well, you should give it a shot. It's very rewarding. Take her out next time.
Only if she wants to.
Jamie manages a slight smile. In the kitchen, Marika and Jamie put away the dishes.
You should sleep over tonight.
I would have to check with my aunt and uncle first.
I'll get my dad to call. They won't mind.
Later, Marika is asleep on her side as Jamie lies next to her, eyes open. Jamie shifts over to her side, facing away from Marika. Marika's arm slowly wraps around Jamie. Marika inches closer to Jamie. Jamie's eyes stay open. The morning light shines on Jamie's face. Marika is sitting up on the bed wearing Jamie's glasses. Jamie wakes up and sits up in bed.
You fell asleep with these on.
Marika puts Jamie's glasses on for her.
Come over for dinner tonight?
Again?
Yeah.
Are you getting sick of me?
I don't think that's possible.
I have plans after school.
Cancel them.
I can't. But I'll come over after.
Fine.
Marika taps Jamie's glasses playfully.
Good night.
Marika arrives at school. In the classroom, Marika sits while the others stand for the Canadian National Anthem. Out in the hallway, Marika sits alone on the floor eating a sandwich. Marika's alone in an empty classroom, peering out the window. She spots Jamie and Nate. They leave together. In Nate's basement, Nate plays a video game while Jamie smokes a joint.
So, you're gonna go and, like, knock on doors with them and everything?
I don't know.
So you are a Jehovah.
Don't you worry about getting caught down here.
Doing what?
She holds up the joint.
Oh. Well, my parents would actually have to notice me first.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, poor me, right?
You have a private basement where you can smoke up and play video games. You have your own car. You don't get to complain about it. You have it all.
And then I don't have my own car. And I don't have a girlfriend.
Jamie checks her watch.
Shit. Can you give me a lift?
Amanda pulls back the curtain and peers out towards the street. Inside, Amanda walks with Jamie.
Who was that dropped you off?
Oh, that's just Nate.
Nate?
Yeah, he's in my English class.
Is he your boyfriend?
Amanda.
Marika intercepts them. In Marika's room, Jamie's at the piano while Marika is sketching on her bed. Jamie slams down keys with her foot.
I don't know what she was thinking, asking all those questions. It's so rude. You're a guest.
You mean about Nate? It's fine. I don't care.
It's not like you're into him.
Yeah, we're just friends.
Does your aunt know?
Know what?
That you go to his house?
Why would she care? All we do is hang out and play Genesis.
What do you mean you play Genesis?
Sega Genesis. It's just video games. You know what a video game is?
Marika tilts her head and raises her eyebrows. Jamie joins Marika on the bed.
Do you want to stay over again?
Okay.
I made you something.
You did?
Marika hands Jamie a drawing of a European tower with trees at the top.
It's your ancient tower. In Lucca.
Jamie smiles. Later, Marika sleeps next to Jamie, whose eyes are wide open. Jamie turns onto her side, facing Marika. Marika reaches for Jamie's hand and brings it up to her own chest. Marika holds Jamie's hand, and Jamie inches closer and closer to Marika's body. Jamie watches Marika, whose eyes are still closed. Out in the hall, Amanda emerges from her bedroom. She makes her way to Marika's bedroom and peers inside, noticing Marika and Jamie's intimate body positions. Amanda closes the door.
Where are you going today?
We're going to Vine. We're going to start the cul-de-sac there. And I think there's some apartments around there.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jamie joins them.
Make pancakes. Are you hungry?
Yes, please.
So what did you decide?
About?
Field service. Marika and Evan are going out this morning.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, there's nothing to it. Advertise, advertise, advertise. King in his kingdom. I think you might be really good at pioneering, Jamie.
I won't even be able to talk to most people.
I'll do the talking. Come on, it'll be fun.
This one time.
You can borrow one of Marika's dresses.
No, no dresses.
Jamie, Marika, and her brother Evan sit in a parked car in a residential area.
Failed service report for Marika and Evan.
And Jamie.
I don't want a record of this.
You don't want a record of our very first field service together?
Jamie adds her name to the form. Marika knocks on a door and holds up a magazine. Jamie and Evan stand slightly behind her to either side. An unshaven man with long hair answers the door. In French, he says, "Yeah?"
What?
Marika, will all people ever love one another? He says, will all people...
Quoi?
What? She answers, love one another. He responds, I don't know. I hope so. Marika, we're ringing every doorbell and asking everyone the same question because we've got good news. Jehovah's new system is close and... He says, you're Jehovah's. Marika, Jehovah's Witnesses. He says, I'm busy. Will $5 do? Marika, the magazines are free, but we accept donations if you can afford it. He says, okay, so $5? Marika nods. He exchanges $5 for a magazine. Marika, thanks. Marika smiles at the cash in her hand.
Is that good? Are you kidding me? He took a magazine and he donated $5.
At Marika's, Jamie and Marika stand by the stove. Marika empties a pot into the sink. Marika adds the noodles back into the pot on the stove and mixes the macaroni and cheese. Jamie eyes the pot, displeased.
Voila! No, this is all wrong. Just taste it.
Marika blows on a noodle on a wooden spoon and then feeds it to Jamie.
See? Perfect.
No, not even close. This is too soupy. You're not supposed to use milk, just butter. Because milk dilutes the cheesiness. Wrong. Wrong.
In the living room, Jamie braids a string bracelet.
Oh, do you know toy boat?
No.
You say it 10 times fast. Toy boat. It's a tongue twister. We have to say it together.
Toy boat.
On three. Okay. One, two, three. Toy boat. Oh, I'm not.
I can do it.
Again.
I'm normally really good at this.
Again.
Okay. Toy boat.
They build pyramids out of playing cards at the dining room table.
Help me. How do I help you?
Jamie's pyramid falls.
You can live in my house. It's okay.
Oh!
Marika's pyramid falls as well.
Offbeat Italians.
We play pong on the early 80s gaming system where sim mixed.
They sit on Marika's bed, reading a book together. Jamie sits on the floor in front of the TV. Marika hands her a toothbrush and sits on the couch behind her. They both brush their teeth in front of the TV. Outside, they sit on a rock overlooking a waterfall. They hike together through the woods. They sit together on a rock overlooking the water.
Do you ever go swimming down there?
No. It's freezing.
There's this lake near where I live. And if you fall in, even in the summertime, you have about 30 seconds before you die of hypothermia.
We should live up here.
Find a little boxcar in the woods.
And live with all our other orphan brothers and sisters.
You read Boxcar Children, too?
Mm-hmm. My mom read it to me when I was little.
Mine did, too.
Some of my best memories are from my mom reading to me. Sometimes I wish I didn't remember anything about her.
Don't wish that.
They stare at each other until Marika manages a smile. They look out at the fjords ahead. Back at Beth's, Jamie is on the couch reading.
Hello?
Jamie answers the phone in the kitchen.
That's really good, Mom. I'm glad you're feeling better. Okay. I love you. Bye.
Beth joins her in the kitchen.
Well, that's some good news, don't you think?
Yeah. Do I have to go back right away?
I don't see any reason to rush.
Okay. Because it's a lot with school and everything.
We love having you here. And I'm sure your mom could use the extra time to get back on her feet, so let's just take it slow, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Do you want to see a movie tonight?
Maybe. What's playing?
Dracula just came out, if you're not too scared. Or I kind of
want to...
What?
I just have to go to the meeting tonight.
You'd rather go to a Jehovah meeting than see Dracula?
I'm sorry, I promised.
Promised who?
Marika.
Right. Okay, all right, well, your loss. Have fun.
I'm sorry.
Jamie continues down the stairs as Nate watches. Marika intercepts Jamie and they walk together arm in arm. At the meeting, Marika giggles as Jamie doodles on a magazine.
And the dry, desiccated earth
will become a pool. The thirsty land, springs of cool water. I love what Isaiah is getting at here. He's telling us that Jehovah has a plan for us, a plan for restoration, restoration for the righteous.
Amanda peers over towards the giggling Marika and Jamie. Later, two young men approach Jamie and Marika.
Hey, guys. Jamie, this is Simon.
Hi.
Salut.
They exchange awkward looks until Beth emerges.
We're gonna get going now. Okay, bye.
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 Amanda follows Jamie, Beth, and Jean-Francois.
Jamie, do you mind staying behind for a sec? I could use a hand.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'll stay too. No, you get a ride with Dad. That's fine. You sure?
Jamie nods at Marika. Jamie helps Amanda straighten out the chairs.
Must be nice to have found a new friend so fast. Yeah. We were new here once, too. It's not always easy, especially when you live in the truth.
Yeah, Marika doesn't seem to have a lot of friends.
That's not true. She has a whole congregation. And now she has you. The meetings are pretty long, huh?
They do drag a bit, yeah.
Well, they're really important to us.
I know.
They can be hard for kids. Evan always gets bored. But he doesn't horse around. He doesn't draw in magazines.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
My sister's not usually so easily distracted.
Sorry.
It's fine. You're new at this. It's not all meetings, you know. Pioneering brings me a lot of joy. I get to share the truth with people. There's so much about this life that's wonderful.
Jamie sits by the bridge overlooking the river. Nate joins her.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I was bored. Thought you might be here. You bummed about something?
It's my birthday.
What? Happy birthday. Oh, you're not allowed to celebrate those, right? That's shitty.
It's not that. This is just the first birthday I've had since my dad died. My mom called the other day and she didn't even mention it.
Wow.
Nate takes a puff from a joint.
Want to get some cake?
Jamie can't hide her smile. At a restaurant, Jamie digs her fork into a slice of vanilla cake and shovels it into her mouth.
Can I have a bite?
Jamie carefully collects one crumb onto her fork for Nate.
You may have one crumb.
Hey, I need at least 10 crumbs. I don't care if it's your birthday.
5 crumbs.
Deal.
Marika and Amanda walk by outside. They spot Jamie. Jamie composes herself as Marika enters.
Hey, what are you guys up to?
It's her birthday.
It's not a big deal. We're on our way to get our skates sharpened. Anyway, we just saw you guys. I'm sorry if we interrupted.
You didn't interrupt anything. It's fine.
Sure, we'll see you soon.
Amanda ushers Marika out of the restaurant.
Sorry.
Jamie slouches and slides her cake to Nate, who pulls it close to him. He sips from a large hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Cup of joe.
Joe.
It's not a cup of Joe.
Later, Jamie arrives home to find Beth and Jean-Francois waiting for her in the living room.
Jamie, can we have a word?
What's going on?
Take a seat.
Jamie joins them on the couch.
Frank called.
He's concerned.
About?
Look, I know this is going to sound funny, but he's worried about your influence.
My influence?
You're worldly.
You know we don't celebrate birthdays.
Is this about the cake? Are you serious? I'm sorry, I was sad. My friend wanted to cheer me up, so he bought me some cake.
You can do whatever you want. But if you want to spend any more time with Marika, you need to respect her beliefs.
It's not like I invited her to celebrate with me. They ran into us by accident.
I know, but she and Amanda and who knows who else saw you, okay? People are talking.
All we're asking is that you're respectful. We're very happy that you're friends, and we want you to be able to stay that way.
Are you going to stop us from being friends?
Frank would like it if you're going to spend time together, that you do it in a more supervised setting.
Supervised? Like with a chaperone?
This isn't a joke, Jamie. If you two are going to hang out so much, you're going to have to take part in community activities while you do.
I already go to the meetings.
And that's good.
There's also Bible study, field service. There's a lot you can do together. You know, if you're still planning on staying.
Fine.
You understand?
I said fine.
I'll try not to embarrass you guys anymore.
If you wanted me to leave, you should have just said so.
Jamie.
Jamie storms off. Jamie's in bed with her eyes wide open. She looks at the time. It reads 4:03 a.m. In the schoolyard, Jamie sits alone at a picnic table. Marika joins her.
Hey. Are you allowed to talk to me?
What? Of course.
We're not going to get in trouble.
What are you talking about?
I just thought we weren't allowed to hang out unless it was in Bible study or whatever.
Who told you that?
My uncle did. Your dad called him.
Really?
Look, I'm sorry if I got you in trouble with that whole birthday thing. I really didn't think anyone would see us.
It's really not that big of a deal.
Your dad's not mad.
My dad loves you. Everyone does.
Marika reaches into her bag.
Hey, I got you something.
She hands Jamie a folded piece of paper.
I thought you weren't allowed to give birthday presents.
Did I say it was for your birthday?
Right.
Sorry, we don't have any wrapping paper at home.
When I saw it...
Jamie unfolds the paper.
I thought of you. It's a meteorite.
Do you like it?
I love it.
They smile as Jamie fidgets with the small rock.
My mom called the other day. She wants me to come home. She's feeling a lot better.
She is? That's good. So are you going to go home?
I don't really want to.
I don't really want you to either.
Marika stands.
Come with me to Bible study. It won't be so bad. My dad's gonna forget about all of this.
Okay.
Promise to come?
Mm-hmm.
At Bible studies, Jamie sits on a couch with Marika. The others follow along in their Bibles.
It has all the things that you want.
Jamie and Marika share a Bible. Marika's fingers inch closer to Jamie's. Marika brushes Jamie's thumb with her pinky finger. Marika seemingly stays focused on the Bible while Jamie's eyes wander. Later, Jamie and Marika exit from the house with other women from Bible studies.
Hi.
Are you sure you don't want to write?
Oh, you're in the opposite direction. Thanks, but we'll walk.
Jamie and Marika walk on a dark street.
Are we allowed to do this?
Just walking home.
If you say so.
So what'd you think?
Of what?
The whole thing.
Oh, I wasn't really paying attention. It was okay.
Would you want to pray with me?
Really?
One. It makes me feel good. Would you just try?
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Marika and Jamie face each other. Marika slowly grabs Jamie's hands.
Jehovah, thank you for bringing me Jamie when she needed me most. And when I needed her.
Marika kisses Jamie's lips.
Pioneering this weekend?
Sure.
Good. See you then.
Marika rushes off. Jamie arrives in Nate's basement.
Hey.
Yo.
Jamie flops on the couch.
Where are you coming from?
Bible study.
For real?
Yeah.
Nate gets serious.
I got in trouble.
For what?
Being worldly.
Nate slides a Transformers action figure from the table over to Jamie.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Being normal.
So they're making you take Bible study?
They're not making me. It's just if I want to keep hanging out with Marika, I have to.
They're trying to turn you into a Jehovah.
Don't worry, I'm not going to get all religious on you. It just sucks that I have to keep pretending.
Jamie turns onto her side to look at Nate.
We kissed.
Wait. You and Marika?
No, me and Jehovah. Me and Marika.
Well, what was it like?
I don't know. I'm not even sure if it was a real kiss.
Well, was it weird?
It happened right after she said a prayer.
So, yes. Well, you can do it again.
I don't know.
So you like girls, eh?
Yeah.
Cool.
You're the only person here who knows.
Really?
Are you surprised?
No. It was pretty obvious anytime I seen you guys together.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Marika and Jamie arrive outside of a low-rise apartment building.
Let's try here.
How are we gonna get in?
We
we get lucky.
Marika presses the buzzer at the door.
Hello?
Bonjour.
Marika, hi, we have a message for you. The person responds, what message? Marika, the word of God. They answer, go away.
They said you were good at this.
Jamie presses all of the buttons on the buzzer. A man answers, yes, hello? Jamie, delivery. Jamie opens the door and leads Marika in. Later, Marika stops the car outside of Beth's house. Jamie reaches for Marika's hand, but Marika rejects it. They look at each other awkwardly.
So, what do you think about Simon?
Simon?
Marc Olivier's friend.
We should all go out together sometime.
Could be fun.
Like go to a movie or something?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't think my dad would mind.
Okay.
So, later this week, maybe?
Yeah.
Jamie leaves the car. Marika watches her for a moment. In bed, Jamie looks at the meteorite that Marika gave her. She flicks it off her side table. In the living room, Beth and Jamie read on the couch. Jamie puts her book down and heads off. Jamie hops into the back of the car alongside Marika. Marc Olivier and Simon are up front.
How's it going?
Good.
You like movies?
Yeah.
Simon and Marc Olivier tap their chests excitedly. During the drive, all four of them sit in awkward silence. In the back, Marika inches her hand closer to Jamie's. They commit to it and hold hands tightly. Look at each other intensely as the two young men are absorbed in their own conversation. In the movie theater, Marika and Jamie sit next to each other, with the two young men on either side. While Marc Olivier and Simon are invested in the movie, Marika glances at Jamie. Marika subtly motions for Jamie to follow her, before getting up and leaving the theater. Jamie follows Marika out of the theater and into the washroom. Marika stands in the doorway of a stall.
Come here.
Jamie breathes deeply as she approaches the stall. Jamie enters the stall and Marika shuts the door behind her. They come face to face.
Turn around. Why? Please just turn around.
Jamie does as she's told. She faces away from Marika. Marika holds Jamie around her waist. They're wearing their matching string bracelets. Jamie's hand joins Marika's. Marika inches closer, holding Jamie intimately from behind.
Should we go back? Not yet.
Back in the theater, Marika and Jamie are back between Marc Olivier and Simon. During the drive home, Marika rests her head on Jamie's shoulder. They arrive outside of Beth's house.
Here you go.
Thanks. See you.
Jamie heads off.
Wait a minute, she forgot her scarf.
Marika follows after her.
Hey.
Around the back of the house, Marika catches up to Jamie with her scarf. They kiss passionately. They pause and Marika looks around. Marika backs Jamie up against the side of the house and continues kissing her. They stop. Marika runs off. Jamie has a moment to herself by the side of the house. At Marika's, Marika's in the bathtub. Marika breathes heavily and then closes her eyes. When she opens her eyes, Jamie is in the tub with her. Marika stares into her eyes.
Yeah? Hey. How was the movie?
Good.
Amanda enters.
How did Simon and Jamie get along?
I don't know. They don't have a lot in common.
Not like you and her.
Do you ever think about Mom?
No.
I do.
You don't even remember her.
I remember some things.
You were so little when she left.
Don't you miss her?
Of course I do.
I feel like I'm not allowed to ask about her.
Just don't ask Dad.
Amanda leaves Marika alone in the bathroom. At Beth's, Jamie is at the kitchen table while Beth packs her lunch.
Should I pack a lunch for Marika as well?
Sure.
So two lunches?
Just throw in an extra fruit roll up or something.
Okay. You two have been going out in service so much lately. It's really nice to see.
It's not so bad.
Beth hands Jamie her lunch as Jamie heads for the front door.
Thanks. Enjoy yourselves.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Marika's car is parked at a lookout by the water. Marika removes Jamie's glasses and kisses her in the back seat. They make out with increasing intensity. Now, the car is parked just outside of Beth's house.
We actually didn't do too badly today. Talked to 7 people, gave away a bunch of magazines. I definitely want to do another call to that house on Pine. That lady there seemed like she might be interested. Do you remember how many magazines she took?
No, I don't remember.
I'll just put down that she took 1 Citadel.
Yeah, put that. What are you thinking?
I'm just imagining you being baptized.
Really?
That's what I was thinking about.
Right. Sorry I asked.
Jamie reaches to unbuckle her seatbelt, but Marika stops her.
Not gonna let me go.
Marika shakes her head. Jamie leans in for a kiss. Jamie unbuckles her seatbelt and leaves the car with a smile. At school, Jamie approaches Marika by her locker.
What you got next? Social studies?
No.
Yeah? Skip with me.
Really?
Yeah, you never skip?
No. Won't we get caught?
Nobody cares.
Marika locks her locker.
Okay, fine. But I get to pick what we do.
At Beth's house, Jamie and Marika sit in an empty bathtub.
Does this actually count?
This is just for us. Do you recognize yourself as a sinner, needing salvation from Jehovah God?
No. Do you have to say it like that?
Do you recognize yourself as a sinner?
I do.
And have you repented of your sins?
I have.
Marika carefully removes Jamie's glasses. Marika gently strokes Jamie's face. She holds a mug of water up to Jamie's head.
Do you dedicate yourself to the truth? Forever and ever.
I do.
Marika guides Jamie's head back as she slowly pours water over her head. Marika caresses Jamie's cheek and kisses her. Jamie reclines into the bathtub, guiding Marika on top of her. They kiss passionately. Jamie kisses Marika's neck tenderly and then makes her way back to her lips. In Jamie's bedroom, their clothes are on the floor. Jamie and Marika gaze into each other's eyes while in bed together.
We should go next summer. Where? Backpacking. You don't want to?
You just have to be patient.
Marika leans in closer and kisses Jamie.
I wish you were my first kiss.
I wish you were mine.
Did you have a boyfriend?
No. There was this girl.
Marika repositions herself onto her back. Jamie sits up.
It wasn't like anything serious. It wasn't very nice to her. Are you jealous?
No, of course not.
You have a boyfriend.
This is so different. I know.
Marika draws Jamie's face in close and they kiss. Jamie and Marika, now dressed in rain boots and jackets, walk through the sand on a hill overlooking the water. They descend the sandy hill towards the beach. They walk out onto the wet sand at the low tide, arm in arm. Jamie and Marika arrive outside of a used bookstore in the town.
Do you want to go in for a second?
You can, I'll wait.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Yeah, right, you're being weird.
Can't stop thinking about what you told me. About that girl. I know it's not fair, but I hate it. I hate thinking about it.
It's over. It's been over for a really long time, and it wasn't even a real thing.
Marika brings Jamie in closer. As they hug, a car pulls up across the street. It's Jean-Francois. He watches as Marika and Jamie's hug escalates to a kiss. They hold each other tight as Jean-Francois drives away. Soon after, Jamie smiles to herself while walking alone down the town street. Jean-Francois slowly cruises by her. They stare at each other intensely as he continues on without stopping. Jamie arrives back at Beth's. She enters frantically.
Jamie? Yeah? Hi, sweetheart. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Jamie rushes upstairs. In her bedroom, Jamie lies on her bed, staring at the ceiling. Beth enters.
Dinner's ready. It's just us tonight. JF called, said he won't be home till later.
You can go ahead without me. I'm not really hungry.
Are you sure?
I'm not feeling very well. I'm probably just tired.
I'll put a plate in the fridge for you in case you change your mind.
Okay.
Beth leaves Jamie and shuts the door. Jamie breathes heavily and then jolts up from her bed and rushes out of the room. Later, Jamie's in bed, eyes open. She breathes heavily as her eyes wander around the room. The next day at school, Jamie opens her locker to find a note written on a folded piece of paper. She reads the note and rushes off. Jamie arrives in the basement of the cyclorama underneath the viewing deck. She navigates past the supplies and finds Marika.
Are you okay?
They hug.
They know. I think JF saw us. He came to see my dad last night. Is he mad? Your dad? He thinks this is all a big test.
Is that what you think?
Everything is a test. Aren't you afraid that they're gonna kick you out? They wouldn't do that. They did it to your mom.
No. She left.
Would you come with me if I went home?
I want to.
Okay, so come with me. I'll talk to them. I know what to say. I have to get back. You're gonna try, right? I promise.
Jamie holds Marika's cheek and kisses her. They kiss intensely. Marika rushes off, leaving Jamie alone. At Beth's, Jamie's on her bed holding the small meteorite. Class. Jamie stares out of the classroom window while her classmates write in their notebooks. Back at Beth's, Jamie finds Beth and Jean-Francois ready to head out.
Coming to the meeting?
I didn't think...
You don't have to come.
No, she should come. I'm giving my first talk tonight.
I'll get changed.
It's fine. Let's just go.
Wearing an oversized plaid shirt, Jamie follows them out the door. Jamie's in the backseat of the car. At Kingdom Hall, Jamie sits with Beth. Jean-Francois arrives at the podium.
Welcome, everyone. Bienvenue à tous. I feel very humbled to be able to open today's meeting. Please open your songbooks to page 48 for Come Spread the News. Brothers Josue, would you lead us in song?
Everybody.
Josue invites the community to stand.
Come and spread the joyous news. Paradise for those who choose to follow Christ's eternal word. Jehovah's messenger.
Jamie's eyes wander as everyone around her sings. Marika and her family enter and make their way to their seats in the front row. Marika gives a solemn look back to Jamie.
The earth in Jesus' name, eternal life we soon shall claim.
Thank you.
Jamie is slow to sit down as she's fixed on Marika.
Ecclesiastes 2. I said in mine heart, go to now. I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this is also vanity. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in mine heart to give myself a pint of wine.
Jamie flashes back to her first dinner with Marika. They sit across from each other at the table. Jamie looks to Marika, who has her eyes shut. She opens them, looking directly back at Jamie. Jean-Francois announces, I'd like to invite Brother Frank to come and speak. Frank responds, thank you, Brother Jean-Francois.
I'd like to share a verse that I've always cherished. I think you'll agree it's one of the loveliest verses in 1 Corinthians. Love is patient, and love is kind. It is not selfish or boastful. Love is not jealous, not full of pride. It is not quick to anger. Love does not rejoice in evil. It cherishes truth. It can bear all things. True love is belief, is hope. And above all, love simply endures for eternity. I wanted to end tonight's meeting with these thoughts on love from Corinthians for a reason, and that's because I have some news tonight, some very happy news.
A tear drips down Marika's cheek.
I am overjoyed to announce the engagement of my youngest daughter, Marika, to Brother Marc-Olivier Lajoie. They're going to be married next spring.
Jamie jolts up and rushes out of the meeting while others applaud. Beth and Jean-Francois look to each other. In the front row, Marika looks around, searching for Jamie. Back in her bedroom, Jamie sits on her bed and cries, holding her knees to her chest. Takes deep breaths. Jamie stomps down the stairs and finds Beth standing alone in the doorway to the kitchen. Jamie looks to Beth with rage and storms off. Jamie arrives at Marika's house. Amanda answers the door.
She's upstairs.
Jamie walks right by Frank and heads upstairs. She arrives in Marika's bedroom.
I know this doesn't make sense to you.
He forced you to do this.
Nobody forced me. It was my idea. All that matters is that in the new system, we're both there. You and me.
That's why you're getting married?
If we both live in the truth, we won't have to be apart.
What am I supposed to do? Nobody wants me here.
I'll talk to my dad. He'll talk to your uncle. It'll be okay. You won't have to leave.
Am I supposed to marry Simon then?
When paradise comes, we can be there.
We'll be together forever.
We can do all the things that we planned.
You don't have to do this. Please, just come with me.
I can't.
Why are you doing this for something that's never gonna happen?
It is gonna happen so soon. I can't be there without you.
I don't believe in it.
You don't have to. I can believe enough for both of us.
Please.
They both cry and hold each other tight.
I love you.
Jamie kisses Marika. Jamie can't contain her tears. She leaves. Marika cries alone to herself in her room. Jamie emerges onto the front porch outside and leaves. In Marika's bedroom, Marika lies on her side while Amanda strokes her arm. The sun sets over the river. In her bedroom, Jamie packs her bags. Jean-Francois stands in the doorway.
You're doing the right thing.
You got what you wanted.
I didn't think everything was going to happen so fast. That's not why I wanted you to come to the meeting.
Yes, it is. That's exactly why you asked me.
The congregation is all we have.
Jamie turns her back to him. Jean-Francois leaves her alone. In the driveway, Jamie tosses her belongings into the car. Nate arrives.
What are you doing here?
Well, I don't know. Came to say goodbye in person.
Come visit me sometime.
Yeah, maybe I will. Oh, here. Take care of your guy for me, all right?
He hands her his Transformer action figure. They hug.
Bye.
Bye.
Nate skateboards away. Beth drives while Jamie's in the passenger seat.
I know things can be confusing at your age, but...
I'm not confused.
Beth pulls the car over.
I know you're not.
She is.
I'm sorry if I made things difficult for you. I just hope that they don't do anything to you because of me.
That's not why you're leaving, is it? Because if that's...
It isn't.
Jamie can't hold back her tears.
You're not gonna pretend I'm dead, are you?
I love you. No matter what.
Beth nods at Jamie and then continues driving. In the train station parking lot, Beth and Jamie hug. Beth smiles at Jamie, who nods back at her. Jamie collects her belongings and heads towards the train station. Cut to a wide landscape of Jamie and Mariko walking on the wet sand together. They slowly fade away, disappearing from the landscape. In Jamie's dorm room, morning light shines on a pair of glasses with dark frames on a side table. The small meteorite rests on a pile of books. Jamie grabs her glasses and sits up, revealing another woman in the bed with her.
When do you have to go?
My train leaves at 7.
Aw.
They kiss.
Go back to sleep. Just lock my door when you leave.
I'll see you next week.
I'll call you.
Have fun with the Jehovah's.
The woman lies back down. Jamie, now with a blue streak in her hair, stands and grabs her pants from a chair. On the train, Jamie adjusts her glasses while listening to her Walkman. Outside of the Saguenay train station, Jamie walks towards the parking lot. She hesitates and then slowly continues. Marika steps out of the car and crosses her arms.
Your aunt told me you were coming in this weekend. I asked if it was okay if I picked you up. Is it okay?
Jamie nods.
Yeah. Well, then get in.
They get in the car. Jamie looks to the back seat and finds a baby in a car seat.
That's Luca. Hi, Luca.
Jamie reaches her hand out to the baby. Marika gazes at Jamie.
How old is he? A year and a half. He looks like you.
Sometimes, when he's really annoyed at me, he makes this face that reminds me of you. take the long way.
They drive towards the water along a rural road with trees on both sides. Jamie sneaks a glance at Marika. Marika glances back at her. The car is parked at a sandy lookout by the water. They sit in silence in the car.
School's good?
Yeah, I finish next year.
Marika barely manages a smile.
I went to Europe. Last summer.
I know.
Marika reaches into her bag and pulls out a collection of postcards from European cities. Jamie flips through them.
Your aunt gave them to me.
She never told me that.
I asked her not to.
Marika holds back tears.
You really read all of these? About a million times.
Was it like we imagined?
A tear streams down Marika's cheek. Jamie gazes back at her. The serene water is in the distance, beyond the fall colors. Marika pulls up across the street from Beth's house. Jamie looks to Marika.
Are you okay?
Marika shakes her head.
I think about you all the time.
Flashback of Marika and Jamie standing close together on the beach.
About us. Do you? Every day.
Marika stops Jamie from unbuckling her seatbelt.
Wait. Not gonna let me go.
Marika gazes into Jamie's eyes and shakes her head. Gazing back at Marika, a tear drips from Jamie's eye. She forms a slight smile. Title: You Can Live Forever. End credits roll.